Rita Indiana, the Dominican artist and rapper, made a splash in the Latin music scene with her album El Cuidero. It was praised for its straight-talking lyrics criticizing the island for its racial history and messy politics. That was 10 years ago. Now she's back and again making a statement. Rita Indiana's new album, Mandinga Times, is described as a songbook for the end of the world. And Rita Indiana joins us now from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Your first album has been referred to as groundbreaking, a cultural milestone, a statement on Afro-Caribbean culture. Fans and critics could not wait to see what you would do next. What drew you back?
It's the times we're living, you know, there's so much that needs to be revised, criticized, you know, just told. I come from a country where there's a lot of adults that still can't read, you know, in Latin America in general. Mm. And a song can be heard and experienced and felt, understood.
So tell us about the title. What does Mandinga Times mean for you?
Well, Mandinga is an ethnic group that came to the Americas during the slave trade. It's one of the biggest ethnic groups that were brought here. And it's a word that has many meanings in Latin America. And most of them are words that it's used as to demonize certain minorities, like Black people or homosexuals, or also someone who's hypersexual. If they beat you up, it's also like giving you mandinga. It's a tricky word, and I wanted to have a title that talked about the times that we're living. So Mandinga Times is basically the end times in a code, in a Caribbean code.
This album has been described as apocalyptic, but you sort of mask the gravity of your lyrics with some of the beats and sounds you choose. I'm thinking, for example, of Miedo, which means fear in English. Let's listen. Tu amor da miedo, me huele desde lejos, rabioso perro negro, ladrando en mi jardín, y siento que vuelo. Tell me about the lyrics of this song.
It's a song I wrote for my wife about when we were starting, you know, the things you do when you're in love. But it's also about something that is very known in my community, the LGBT community. Some structures are against us, you know, and against who we really are. And so it's about that fear also.
Because also, you know, in parts of the world, loving someone of the same sex, queer love, you can be killed for it.
Still, exactly. So it's not a metaphor. You know, it's an actual fear of death, of violence, of not just rejection.
When you're trying to do an anthem to the end of the world, you know, you're drawing on all these threads. But I'm wondering just emotionally how you're dealing with this moment.
Well, it's been rough, you know. I have to say that I'm privileged to have food on my table and my kids are going to school in their computers. But it has taken a toll on me emotionally, on everybody, I guess. Mm. It's interesting that we started with the Mandinga Times title, you know, and the apocalyptic stuff last year. It was a bit of a joke, like, oh, we had the hurricane and, you know, and things are hard. But then in January, February, things got really, you know, dark. And it's interesting how an art product can, you know, be read differently by things around it changing.
Latin music has sort of exploded in popularity over the last decade, especially music from the Caribbean. What are your thoughts on the direction of the Latin music scene now?
I think if you go through the history of popular music in the 20th century, it's a cyclical thing for Caribbean music to be on the international charts. I think it's going to keep on happening. You know, it's part of something that we do in these islands and that people enjoy and love. And it's a product of many different peoples coming together and making different things in the context of something fatal like slavery, you know? So even when you're dancing to something talking about sex and money, there's a resistance down there because all of this came from people who were trying to keep their culture alive.
Which brings me actually to my next question. As you know, there's this racial reckoning happening here in the U.S. What do you think should be happening in Latin America in so many island nations like yours, you know, Black culture is literally woven into the DNA, and yet there's still so much racism.
Right now, I mean, a lot of things are happening, but we have to devise our own movement, our own critique of racial relationships. We can't just bring the Black Lives Matter movement like a Burger King, you know, to Dominican Republic or Haiti or Puerto Rico. We have to devise our own. And I think it's happening. It's happening, and people are more engaged in finding ways to react, finding ways to learn about our Afro-Caribbean traditions and embracing the culture and finding the strength in it.
So this album is about the end of times. Are you hopeful? Is this a call to arms?
Definitely. I think every musician wants their music to be a call of arms to some sort, you know, even if it's just for dancing. But I definitely want to speak to people about what's going on and what's going on in their, that what's happening to them is important because it's part of what's happening to everybody, you know, and it definitely is a call to arms. I can embrace that.
Rita Indiana, her new album is Mandinga Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me.